Welcome to I'm No Rookie, the podcast for beauty, spa and wellness professionals ready to take their expertise beyond the treatment room and into an exciting new career path. So whether you're looking to inspire the next generation or maybe explore the world of education or simply expand your skill set, this podcast is here to guide and empower you. I'm your host, Ayo, and today we're diving into the role of a beauty, spa or wellness assessor. I wanted to create a series called How to Become. So in today's episode is all about how to become a beauty assessor or a health wellness assessor. So if you ever thought about what it would be like to take your knowledge and skills to the next level, this episode is for you. We're going to explore what an assessor does, how to become one, and why it's such a rewarding and impactful role. So let's get started. So let's start with the basics. What is an assessor? Simply put, beauty, wellness, or spa assessors are the behind-the-scenes champions of education quality in our industry. They evaluate learners' skills and ensure assessment standards are met and provide constructive feedback to help learners grow. When you think about it, assessors are like the quality control experts of our industry. They make sure that the next generation of professionals is equipped with the skills, techniques, and knowledge needed to succeed. I remember one of my first encounters with an assessor during my early training days. I was a nervous learner, unsure if my wax and technique were up to standard. The assessor wasn't just there to critique. They were supportive, offering practical advice and boosting my confidence. That's the kind of impact that you can make in this role. As an assessor, you're not just grading performance, you're shaping careers. You become a gatekeeper of excellence and ensuring learners leave with confidence and skills they'll carry through their careers. So what does it take to become an assessor? First, you need a strong foundation in the beauty, spa and wellness industry. So typically, you'll need to have at least 5 or more years of hands-on experience. And this provides you with the credibility and the practical knowledge with learners. So what does it take to become a beauty assessor? First, you need a strong foundation in the beauty spa wellness industry. So typically, 5 or more years of hands-on experience. This provides you with the credibility and the practical knowledge learners will respect. Next, you'll need strong communication skills. Delivering clear, constructive feedback is the heart of assessing. Attention to detail is equally important because you evaluate work against specific standards. When we're looking at qualifications, become a qualified assessor, you need a level 3 minimum, whether it's certificate or award in assessing vocational achievements or similar qualification. And this equips you to assess learners in vocational settings like salons and training academies. If you've been kind of mentoring junior or training staff in your current role, you're already on the path to become an assessor. Those experiences translates perfectly into this role, giving you a head start. Now let's talk about why becoming an assessor could be a pivotal move for your career. As an assessor, you're kind of contributing directly to the quality of the industry. You're helping learners gain skills they need to thrive and ensuring that qualifications are meaningful and credible. The role opens doors to incredible career opportunities, whether you just want to work for a training academy, freelance as an independent assessor, or even start your own assessment business. Possibilities are endless. Many beauty, hair, or wellness assessors choose to work freelance, giving them the flexibility to balance other commitments or explore multiple kind of career interests. You get to design a career that works best for you. So let's talk about industry trends and innovation. So as we know, the beauty, wellness, and spa industry is evolving, and so are the ways we assess learners. Technology is playing a big role in assessments, with tools like digital portfolios and virtual simulations becoming more common. These innovations make assessments more interactive and accessible for learners studying remotely. Another exciting trend is the focus on sustainable beauty practices. As an assessor, you play a role in ensuring learners understand how to implement eco-friendly practices, meeting the demands of the conscious consumers. Here's also something to keep in mind. Learning doesn't stop once you become an assessor. Continuous professional development, or CPDs, is key to staying relevant and effective. CPD opportunities might include attending workshops, conferences, or taking advanced qualifications. For example, you could explore the specialized assessor's training for niche areas such as skincare or holistic therapies. By prioritizing CPD, you're kind of demonstrating your commitment to excellence, keeping your skills sharp and your knowledge up to date. So let's talk about where this qualification can take you. You could work at a beauty academy, a vocational college, assessing learners and helping them achieve their qualifications. If flexibility is your priority, freelancing allows you to work with multiple institutions whilst managing your own schedule. Joining a specialized assessment center where you collaborate with industry experts and maintain high quality standards is also something to consider. If you're business minded, why not start your own assessment consultancy? This gives you the freedom to shape your career and make a significant impact on the industry. Here's a quick thank you to our sponsor, Developing Educators Academy, for supporting this episode. So if you're ready to take the next step in your career, become a beauty assessor, the Developing Educators Academy offers the qualification that you need and the support that you need. Download the brochure today at developingeducatorsacademy.com/brochure. And let's get you started on this exciting journey to gain your assessor's qualification. So becoming a beauty, spa, health assessor, whichever field that you want to go into, is more than just a career move. It's an opportunity to make a meaningful impact on the industry you love. By shaping the next generation of therapists, professionals, you're contributing to a higher standard of excellence and innovation in the industry. One thing I want to just point out, a lot of the times as an assessor, you do not work full-time as an assessor. You are called upon to assess final assessments, ongoing assessments. So I want to just kind of point that out. This is something that you absolutely will do on the side of anything else that you're doing. You could be a beauty therapy lecturer. You could be a trainer. You could be an examiner and still assess on the side. It's just something that I wanted to highlight so that you know that a lot of the time, assessing work is not full time, but there will be intense periods where there might be, like I said, an end of year assessment for a number of students where that can get really intense. And you could be assessing anything from 10 to 20 students over a period of time. So be aware that if you are ever going to go solo as an assessor, make sure that you charge the going rate, but also the rate for that period of time, because it can get intense. Because apart from the assessment process that's happening, whether it's in the salon or happening online, there's also additional paperwork that comes with it. And this is why it's so important to gain your qualification, because you need to know exactly what it entails. I know with some roles, some people are like, I can just get to that, well, I don't need the qualification. But a lot of the time, the qualification helps to highlight best practices, how to actually do your job effectively, CPDs, and so much more. So please consider gaining your assessor's qualification. So with that to be said, thank you so much for joining me on I'm No Rookie today. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a colleague or a friend who's ready to kind of elevate their career. And remember, you're no rookie in your field. It's just time to step into a new chapter. So stay confident, keep inspiring, and I'll see you in the next episode.